Yeah, Jenny?
Yeah, so the male donkey would be a Jack.
A Jack, okay, right.
And the female would probably be a Jenny. That's what other people have.
Jack and Jenny, okay, I wasn't thinking, but that's right.
Cute names. A string of horses used for spare horses on a cattle drive.
They're called remuda.
And cattle that's not very good because they don't get enough to eat are called
poor.
And I suppose that you'd use the same adjective for sheep that don't get enough to eat.
I guess so. I don't know.
Poor sheep. Poor sheep.
Yeah.
Okay.
They just look poor, you know.
What do they do to bulls when they don't want them to breed anymore?
Castrate.
Mm-hmm. And a castrated bull is a
steer.
Uh-huh. How about a castrated pig?
I guess just a pig, because it's not a boar anymore.
Okay. You ever heard of a barrow?
Yeah, a barrow. Okay. B-A-R-R-O-W. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a castrated sheep would be called.
Oh, I don't know.
Have you heard of a weather sheep?
Weather?
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay. How about a horse?
A gelding.
Uh-huh. And do you know some animal calls? Things you do to call your animals in to feed them or?
Pig whistles at his, I don't know. No.
Okay. What would you say to make a horse go faster?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And a dog of mixed breed is called?
Cur.
Okay. And an orphan calf or lamb or horse is called what?
Orphan. We had two. I don't know what you call them. That's what Richard called them.
Okay. Would you call them a dogie?
Yeah. Yeah, you call them a dogie.
Or what does dogie mean? What does that refer to?
That he couldn't find his mother.
Okay.
He brought two up here every weekend. What a riot when they're at the Marshall Ranch. Richard likes to play polo too.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd bring four horses, those two dogies, and two dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd leave the dogies in the trailer, but they had to be fed morning and night with the bucket. You know, the bucket mm-hmm. has a long snout on it like a...
Uh-huh. How cute.
Yeah, it was cute and it worked.
Okay, here's a funny question for you about animal excrement, but this is what cows leave behind in a pasture.
Manure.
Uh-huh, and what do buffaloes leave behind?
Droppings. Buffaloes. Dung?
Okay, how about horses?
Just manure.
Okay. And wild horses are called?
Oh, wild horses. Wild horses.
Okay. How about a Mustang? Is that a good word for a wild horse? Or?
I guess it would be.
Okay. A rodent that sits on top of its mound and there's a whole bunch of them in a colony and they bark when they see trouble. What are they called?
Prairie dogs.
Mm-hmm. And what is different between a... There's another little rodent that also burrows under the ground and sometimes causes problems for homeowners. What's that called?
Mice. Mouse.
Oh, the bigger ones, though.
Oh, a rat.
Or a really big, though.
A pack rat.
Oh. Well, what about a gopher?
Yeah, a gopher.
What's different between a gopher and a prairie dog?
I guess the gopher just really bigger.
Okay. The little tiny rodents that, they're so cute. They have stripes on their backs. What do you call them? We don't have them around here, really. They have them in Cloudcroft. The little big scurry.
Not a prairie dog?
Chippendale.